If you keep putting yourself last, don't be surprised when no one puts you first. That hits hard. Because it's true, most people give their time, their energy, and their attention to everyone else, and then wonder why they feel empty. They're always there for others, but never there for themselves. They say yes when they want to say no. They help everyone else win, while their own life stays stuck. That's not balance, that's burnout. This audiobook is your reminder to stop doing that. It's time to focus on yourself. Not in a selfish way, but in a real, honest, healthy way. You matter. Your goals matter. Your future depends on what you do now. And if you don't take your own life seriously, no one else will. This is about showing up for yourself every day, working hard, staying focused, and becoming the kind of person you can finally be proud of. It starts here. It starts with you. Chapter 1. Stop waiting for permission and start choosing your peace. Stop waiting for permission and start choosing your peace. That's the message I want to give you today. Because too many people are stuck, not because they lack talent, not because they're lazy, but because they've been trained to wait. Waiting for approval, waiting for someone to clap for them, waiting for someone to tell them they're finally good enough to take action. But life doesn't work like that. You wait your entire life if you keep depending on permission. And while you're waiting, your energy gets drained. Your passion dries up. Your peace disappears. It's time to choose something better. Choose peace. Choose growth. Choose yourself. You don't need permission to become the person you're capable of being. You don't need approval to take your life seriously. You don't need to be understood by everyone around you to focus on your goals. See, one of the first steps to self-respect is deciding that your peace matters more than other people's opinions, that your direction matters more than their comfort. Most people live their lives in reaction. They say yes when they want to say no. They show up to things that drain them. They give to people who never give back. And deep down, they're angry. They're tired. They feel lost. But they don't know why. The reason is simple. They've made everyone else the priority. They've put their own peace on the shelf. They've traded self-respect for being liked. But the truth is, the more you try to please everyone, the more invisible you become to yourself. At some point, you have to draw the line. You have to look in the mirror and say, I matter. Not in a selfish way, not in an arrogant way, but in a strong and healthy way. You matter. Your mind matters. Your focus matters. Your emotions matter. Your goals matter. Your future matters. You have to say it. And then you have to start acting like it. That means if something makes you feel heavy inside, you walk away. If someone drains you every time you speak to them, you distance yourself. If a situation constantly disrespects your boundaries, you stop showing up. That's not weakness. That's growth. That's strength. That's how you reclaim your peace. Now, peace isn't just about being calm or sitting in silence. It's not about staying home and avoiding problems. Peace is a decision. It's the decision to stay grounded when the world tries to pull you in every direction. It's the decision to stay focused when distractions are everywhere. It's the decision to stop proving yourself to people who don't care. It's knowing you don't owe anyone your energy if they've done nothing to earn it. That's peace. And you don't wait for peace to show up. You create it. You choose it. You protect it. You don't beg for rest. You schedule it. You don't hope someone respects your space, you demand it. You don't ask for permission to work on yourself, you just start doing it. That's how you start changing your life. Now I know this isn't easy, especially if you've spent most of your life trying to be the dependable one, the nice one, the one who's always available. But being available to everyone means being unavailable to yourself. And how long are you going to keep sacrificing your own life just to keep others comfortable? They may call it love, they may call it loyalty, but if it constantly leaves you empty, that's not love. That's self-betrayal. That's giving up your own peace for someone else's convenience. And the truth is, nobody's coming to save you from that. People will take what you give. If you keep saying yes, they'll keep asking. If you never speak up, they'll keep crossing lines. If you always show up when it hurts, they'll never know you were hurting. That's why it's your job to break that pattern. It's your job to protect your own peace, not anyone else's responsibility. Because peace is the foundation for everything else. You can't think clearly if you're always overwhelmed. You can't make good decisions if you're living in survival mode. You can't grow into the best version of yourself if you're constantly around people who don't believe in you. You need space. You need time. You need silence. You need to be able to hear your own thoughts again. And don't confuse that with isolation. This isn't about cutting everyone off and being cold. It's about being intentional, about who gets your time, about what gets your energy, about how you spend your days. If something makes you anxious every time you think about it, that's not a sign to keep doing it. That's your mind telling you it's time to shift, time to realign, time to choose peace instead. And when you choose peace, don't expect everyone to clap for you. Some people will get uncomfortable when you change. They liked you more when you didn't speak up. They liked you better when you didn't prioritize yourself. But this is not about them. This is about you. And if they walk away because you finally chose yourself, then they were never really with you to begin with. Because people who respect you will support your growth. They won't take your distance personally when you say you need time for yourself. They won't guilt you when you say no. They won't make you feel bad for protecting your peace. Real connections make space for your evolution. Now, let's talk about what it really means to start choosing peace in daily life. It means getting serious about what you consume, what you listen to, what you watch, what you talk about, what you scroll through. Everything affects your energy, and energy is everything. If you keep feeding your mind negativity, drama, or fear, don't be surprised when you feel drained or stuck. That's why choosing peace means being selective with what you allow into your life. It also means being honest with yourself. If something isn't working, stop pretending it is. If you're burned out, stop pretending you're fine. If you need help, ask for it. You can't fix what you keep avoiding. You can't grow in denial. Peace starts with truth. Truth about who you are, where you are, and what needs to change. And when you begin doing this, something amazing happens. You feel lighter, you feel clearer, you feel stronger. Not because life got easier, but because you stopped carrying what was never yours to hold. You stopped living for everyone else. You stopped ignoring your own needs. And you started honoring yourself. See, choosing your peace is not a one-time thing. It's a daily decision. Every morning you wake up and you decide what matters. You decide what gets your attention. You decide what you will and will not accept. That's how peace is built. That's how peace is protected. That's how a meaningful life begins. So don't wait any longer. Stop waiting for a perfect moment. Stop waiting for a green light. Stop waiting for someone to tell you it's okay. It is okay. You are allowed to change. You are allowed to grow. You are allowed to want more. You are allowed to be different now than you were before. You are allowed to say, I need space. You are allowed to say, this doesn't serve me anymore. You are allowed to protect your peace, and you don't owe anyone an explanation for it. Because the moment you stop waiting for permission, the moment you decide to own your time, your energy, your growth, that's the moment your life starts to change. And it won't be easy. but it will be worth it. You'll lose some people, you'll disappoint a few, but you'll find yourself, and that trade is worth everything. So from this day forward, stop waiting. Start choosing. Choose your peace. Choose your purpose. Choose your progress. Choose the life that makes you feel alive again. Be your own priority. Focus on yourself. Work hard. And never apologize for doing what's right for your growth. Chapter 2. Take control of your time before others do. Most people don't lose their time all at once. It's taken from them in pieces. A few minutes here, an hour there, a small favor that turns into a whole afternoon. Before they realize it, their days are filled with things they didn't plan, people they didn't choose, and tasks that don't even matter to them. That's what happens when you don't take control of your time. Someone else will. And when others control your time, they control your life. You only get 24 hours each day. That's not a suggestion, that's a fact. No one gets more, no one gets less. The difference between people who grow and people who stay stuck isn't time. It's what they do with it. You can be hardworking, talented, motivated, but if your time is scattered, if your days are pulled in every direction, you won't get far. Not because you're lazy, but because you never built a structure that protects your time. Every successful person you've ever admired learned one thing early on. If they wanted a better life, they had to take ownership of their time. Not hope for it, not ask for it, take it, guard it, make decisions based on it, and refuse to give it away carelessly. There's a hard truth most people avoid. If you don't plan your day, someone else will plan it for you. Your phone will, your inbox will, your co-workers will, your friends will, random requests will. And the worst part is, it won't feel wrong at first. You'll say yes because you don't want to disappoint. You'll open every message because you feel obligated. You'll scroll for a quick break and look up an hour later feeling worse than before. And soon, your time is gone, and you didn't do one thing that moves you forward. To take control of your time, you have to start being honest about where it's going. Track it, study it, don't just guess, know it. Because you can't fix what you don't see. You can't grow if you don't understand what's holding you back. Write it down if you have to. Break your day into blocks. How many hours are you spending helping others while ignoring your own goals? How much time is being wasted on things that won't matter in a year or even a week? When you look closely, you'll start to see the leaks, and once you see them, you can finally seal them. Time is not something you find, it's something you build. You make it by removing what doesn't matter. You make it by being clear about what's important. You make it by saying no more often. And no isn't rude. No is honest. No is how you create space for the work that matters. Taking control of your time also means making decisions with purpose. You don't just react to the day, you own it. That means you wake up and decide what needs to get done. You don't wait for someone to tell you what's urgent. You don't hand your schedule over to everyone else's emergencies. You decide. You structure your time based on your goals, your growth, your life. That's how you stay in charge. And yes, it takes discipline. It takes saying no to easy things so you can do the right things. It takes cutting out noise, avoiding distractions, ignoring trends that have nothing to do with your goals. It takes turning your phone off when you need to focus. It takes logging off social media when it's draining your drive. But if you don't build these habits, the world will keep pulling your attention in every direction. Not because the world is against you, but because it doesn't care about your schedule. Only you do. You can't keep saying, "I didn't have time today," when you know you gave hours to things that drained you. The real issue isn't time. It's what you're choosing to do with it. Every time you say yes to something that doesn't move you forward, you say no to something that could. That's the trade most people miss, and it's why they feel busy but not fulfilled, active but not advancing, tired but not growing. So, how do you start taking control of your time in a real way? You start by getting clear about what matters, not to anyone else, to you. What do you want your life to look like in the next year? What skills do you need to build? What actions do you need to take daily to get there? Once you know, you make those things non-negotiable. You put them on your calendar. You show up for them, even when you don't feel like it, because feelings fade, but habits remain. Structure is not something that restricts you, structure frees you. When your time has a clear purpose, your mind is lighter, you waste less energy deciding what to do next, you stop overthinking, you stop chasing every new idea, you stay centered. That's when real work gets done. And don't confuse busyness with progress. Being busy is easy, filling a calendar is easy. But building a meaningful life requires you to be intentional. You don't just want full days, you want focused ones. You want to look back at your week and say, I got better, not just, I got through it. And you don't owe everyone your time. Just because someone asks for it doesn't mean you have to give it. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to protect your schedule. You are allowed to set boundaries. And you don't need to feel guilty for it. Because the more you respect your time, the more others will too. You also need to stop waiting for the perfect time to start. There is no perfect time. Waiting only creates regret. You start now. You start where you are, you use what you have, and you show up with what you've got. Because what matters is not how ready you feel, what matters is how consistent you are. The truth is, most people fail, not because they lack goals, but because their days are shaped by things that don't align with their goals. They wake up with no plan. They react to everything. They get pulled into conversations that go nowhere. They scroll for too long. They work on things that aren't even urgent. And at the end of the day, they're tired, but they don't feel accomplished. That's the cost of letting others control your time. But when you flip that, when you decide that your time is sacred, things begin to change. You start to feel progress. You start to feel clear. You stop second-guessing every move because you already know what matters. You begin to move with purpose. You stop being busy and start being effective. You stop being overwhelmed and start being in control. This doesn't mean you can't relax. It doesn't mean you work 24 hours a day. It means that when you do work, you're focused. When you rest, you're present. When you give your time, it's intentional. That balance is only possible when you're the one making the choices. One of the most powerful habits you can build is protecting your mornings, because how you start your day often shapes the rest of it. Avoid jumping into chaos the moment you wake up. Give yourself a few minutes of silence. Review your plan. Get grounded. Start with clarity, not stress. This one change can transform how you handle your entire day. And remember, your time is your responsibility. No one else is going to protect it for you. You have to be the one who says, this matters, and I'm not going to waste it. You have to be the one who takes your goals seriously. You have to be the one who shows up even when nobody's watching. Because the truth is, your future depends on the decisions you make today. So stop letting your time be controlled by things that don't matter. Stop letting people pull you in every direction. Stop filling your days with noise. Take control, take ownership, and make sure your time reflects the life you want to build. Because if you don't, someone else will. And you deserve more than a life built on other people's plans. Choose structure. Choose discipline. Choose purpose. Start managing your time like your future depends on it, because it does. Take control now, or spend the rest of your life answering to people who did.
Chapter 3. Put your goals above people who drain you. There comes a point in your life when you have to make a decision that feels uncomfortable but necessary. That decision is to finally stop sacrificing your goals for people who drain your energy, your focus, and your drive. If you don't learn to protect your path, you'll spend years helping others chase their dreams while your own vision fades into the background. Your goals matter, your time matters, and your life is too important to waste on people who constantly pull you away from the progress you're trying to make. Not everyone deserves your attention. Some people don't bring anything to the table but noise. They interrupt your rhythm. They question your ambition. They bring drama instead of encouragement. And every time you allow them in, you pay a price. You lose focus. You lose time. And slowly, you begin to lose belief in yourself. It doesn't always happen in big ways. Sometimes, it's the constant little interruptions. The criticism disguised as jokes. The "you've changed" comments when you start to grow. But over time, it adds. It makes you second-guess your goals. It makes you feel guilty for wanting more. And if you're not careful, it will make you shrink your dreams to fit their comfort. That's why you have to make your goals your top priority. Not because you're selfish, but because no one else is going to build your future for you. No one is going to care about your dreams more than you do. And if you keep giving your energy to people who drain you, don't be surprised when your goals stop moving forward. Energy is a limited resource. You can't spend it on everything and expect to still have enough left for what matters. If you give it to the wrong people, you won't have enough to build the life you want. People who truly support you won't pull you away from your vision. They won't make you feel bad for working hard. They won't make you choose between them and your goal. In fact, they'll encourage you to go after what you want. They'll understand when you need time to focus. They'll respect your boundaries. The ones who don't, those are the people you need to start moving away from. Because if someone only values you when you're available to them, but not when you're committed to yourself, they're not a supporter, they're a distraction. And distractions can look like friendships, they can look like family, they can look like relationships you've had for years. But just because someone has been in your life for a long time, doesn't mean they deserve to stay there. Time is not the only test of value. What matters more is how they treat your growth. Do they encourage it or resent it? Do they push you forward or pull you back? Do they add to your focus or chip away at it? You have to start being honest about who drains you. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't make excuses for them. If someone constantly makes you feel heavy, unfocused, or off track, it's a sign. Pay attention. Your peace is trying to tell you something. Your mental clarity is trying to speak. You don't need to explain your goals to people who have no interest in seeing you win. You don't need to argue with people who don't believe in the path you're on. Just stop giving them your time. Stop giving them your emotional space. Stop letting them live rent-free in your mind. This doesn't mean you have to cut people off with anger. It means you start choosing your growth without guilt. You start showing up for your goals, like they matter more than pleasing everyone else. Because they do. Your goals are the blueprint of your future. And every time you allow someone to talk you out of chasing them, you hand over control of your life. You were not born to constantly explain yourself to people who never listen. You were not meant to keep proving your value to people who only notice your effort when it benefits them. You're allowed to grow. You're allowed to change. You're allowed to want more for yourself, and the people who truly care about you will grow with you. Not fight your growth. Start asking yourself honest questions. Who makes you feel drained after a conversation? Who constantly doubts your plans? Who expects your time, but never respects it? Those aren't people who deserve access to your daily life. Keep your circle filled with people who challenge you to be better, not people who feel threatened when you start improving. Your circle doesn't need to be big. It needs to be supportive. It needs to be aligned with your values. It needs to match your direction. There's nothing wrong with wanting success. There's nothing wrong with being focused. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm not available for that today, because I'm working on something important. If someone can't handle that, they're not meant to walk with you on this journey, and that's okay. You're not for everyone. Your time is not for everyone. Your goals are not meant to be understood by everyone. Some people will call you cold for focusing on your dreams. Some will say you're distant, that you've changed. And you know what? You've decided to stop pouring into people who leave you empty. You've decided to use your energy to build instead of constantly fix. That's not cold, that's clarity. That's maturity. That's self-respect. And once you start making this shift, you'll notice something powerful. You'll have more energy. You'll have more mental space. You'll have more drive. Because now your effort is going towards something that feeds you, not drains you. That's when real growth happens. When you stop leaking energy and start directing. When you stop getting pulled into pointless situations and start showing up for yourself with intention. It won't always be easy. You'll have moments of doubt, moments when you feel guilty, moments when someone tries to make you feel like you're doing something wrong for choosing your path. But remind yourself, every minute you waste trying to fix someone who doesn't want to grow is a minute stolen from the life you're building. You owe it to yourself to stop making excuses for people who don't value your focus. It takes strength to prioritize your goal. It takes courage to walk away from comfort. But if you want real change, you can't keep living in spaces that drain you. You have to protect your focus like your future depends on it, because it does. You can't become who you're meant to be if you're constantly surrounded by people who only see who you used to be. This is your time to grow. Your time to get serious about what you want. Your time to stop bending for people who never bend for you. Your goals are not just ideas, they are your responsibility. And if you don't take them seriously, no one else will. Show up for them. Protect them. Build around them. Because one day, they're going to build your future. And the people who truly care, they'll still be there. They'll support the focused version of you. They'll make room for your evolution. They'll understand that your commitment to your goals isn't personal. It's necessary. Those are the ones worth keeping. The rest, let them go. Your life doesn't need more noise. It needs more intention, more discipline, more honesty. Start putting your goals where they belong, at the top of your priority list. And stop feeling guilty for protecting what matters. This is your time. Use it wisely. Build something real. And don't let anyone pull you away from the future you deserve.
Chapter 4. Build your life instead of fixing everyone else. You're not responsible for fixing everyone's life. You're not here to carry every problem, solve every issue, or make sure everyone else is okay while you fall apart inside. If your life feels like it's not moving forward, it's often because your energy is being poured into people who are not your responsibility. You're trying to help them get better, while your own life is standing still. And if you're always the one helping, always the one fixing, always the one making sacrifices, you'll eventually feel lost. Not because you're weak, but because you've been investing all your strength into other people and leaving none for yourself. The truth is, helping others is not a bad thing. It's good to be kind. It's right to care. But not at the cost of your own life. Not when it delays your growth.
not when it slowly wears you down until you don't even recognize who you are anymore. There's a line between support and sacrifice, and too many people cross that line daily without even noticing it. They think they're being helpful, but what they're really doing is abandoning themselves. You weren't born to be everyone's emergency contact. You weren't meant to carry the emotional weight of others while ignoring your own struggles. Your job is to build your life. That's your number one task. That's your main focus, and you can't do that when all your time is spent solving problems that aren't yours. You see, when you focus all your energy on fixing people, you start to live their life instead of yours. Their problems become your problems. Their failures become your emotional weight. Their decisions affect your peace. And before long, you're no longer in control of your own direction. You're walking in circles around other people's chaos, trying to make things right for them, while your goals collect dust. That's not growth. That's self-neglect. You need to learn when to step back. Not out of cruelty, but out of clarity. Because every time you drop your own plans to help someone who refuses to help themselves, you lose time you'll never get back. And that time could have been used to learn something, build something, improve something in your own life. Instead, it's gone, given away to people who don't even notice what it cost you. And here's what's difficult to accept. Not everyone wants to be helped. Some people don't want change. They just want attention. They want you to sit with them in their mess, not lift them out of it. And if you keep trying to fix people who don't want better, you'll start to feel drained, frustrated, and stuck. That's not your job. Your job is to grow, to build, to improve, to rise. If someone else wants to come with you, great. But if they don't slow down for them. It takes strength to let people handle their own problems. It takes maturity to understand that rescuing someone over and over doesn't teach them strength. It teaches them dependence. And when people become dependent on your energy, you slowly lose your own. You lose your motivation. You lose your peace. You lose your sense of purpose. That's not noble. That's a mistake. Because no one is going to build your life for you. No one's going to stop and say, "You've been so helpful. Now it's your turn." You have to claim your turn. You have to create your time. You have to make your life the priority. Stop pouring yourself into situations that give you nothing back. Stop trying to heal people who choose to stay broken. Stop dropping everything every time someone calls you with a problem they created. That doesn't make you strong. It makes you tired. And tired people don't grow. Tired people don't create. Tired people don't dream. They survive. But you weren't built to survive. You were built to build. Every day that passes is a day you could have used to make your life better. Every hour spent fixing someone else's mistakes is an hour taken from your own growth. It's time to reverse that pattern. Start using your time for you. Start giving your energy to things that make you stronger. Start building habits that make your future better. Start living a life that reflects your priorities. When you shift your focus to your own life, everything changes. You feel clearer. You feel lighter. You start making better decisions. Not because things suddenly got easier, but because you stopped carrying everyone's weight. You stopped being the fixer, and you started being the builder. And make no mistake, this won't be easy at first. People are used to you being available. They expect you to show up. They count on you to always be the one who helps. And when you stop, they might call you selfish. They might say you've changed. And you have. You've finally realized that you can't build your life with your hands full of other people's problems. You've decided to be responsible for your own happiness. You've decided to protect your focus. You've decided to grow. That's not selfish. That's powerful. It's not about cutting people off. It's about creating space for your own life to breathe. It's about saying, "I'm here for you, but I'm also here for me." It's about setting boundaries that protect your energy. It's about realizing that helping someone doesn't mean fixing everything for them. Sometimes real support means saying, You have to handle this on your own, because I have my own path to walk. The more time you spend focusing on your life, the more you realize how much you've been neglecting. Dreams you put on hold, skills you never developed, goals you talked about but never chased. All of it waiting for you to stop being distracted by everyone else's drama. All of it waiting for you to finally take yourself seriously. This is your life. These are your days. They won't last forever. One day you'll look back and ask yourself, what did I do with my time? And you don't want the answer to be, I spent it fixing things that were never mine to fix. You want to look back and say, I built something. I grew. I got better. I lived. You don't owe anyone your energy just because they need it. You don't owe anyone your time just because they ask for it. You owe yourself the chance to build the life you want. You owe yourself the effort it takes to grow. You owe yourself the right to focus on your own needs. And the moment you accept that, everything starts to shift. You begin waking up with clarity. You stop feeling so exhausted. You start making decisions that reflect your value. You create structure. You develop discipline. You find peace. Not because life got quieter, but because your focus got sharper. There will always be someone who needs help. There will always be someone who wants your time. But that doesn't mean you have to say yes every time. You're allowed to choose you. You're allowed to step back. You're allowed to build your life first. The people who truly care will understand. They'll support your growth. They won't guilt you for needing space. They'll celebrate your progress. And those who don't, they were only benefiting from your attention, not respecting your boundaries. It's time to change the way you live, not just to survive, not just to exist, but to build, to grow, to become the person you know you're meant to be. And to do that, you have to stop fixing everyone else and start fixing your focus. Build your life, build your habits, build your peace, build your future. The world doesn't need you to solve everything. It needs you to become everything you're capable of. That starts now, not tomorrow, not next year. Now, put the focus where it belongs, on you, on your path, on your growth, and never apologize for it. Chapter 5. Keep showing up even when no one supports you. The hardest part of growth is not the effort you put in, it's doing it alone. When you start trying to improve your life, don't expect applause. Don't expect people to understand your changes. Don't expect them to check in or cheer for you. Most of the time they won't. You'll wake up early, put in the work and go to bed wondering if it's even worth it. You'll make sacrifices and cut off distractions, and nobody will say a word. You'll start choosing better habits, avoiding unhealthy conversations, and some people might even mock you for it. And that's exactly when you must keep going. You have to show up without a crowd. You have to keep going when no one is clapping. You have to learn to support yourself when nobody else does. Because if you only move when people notice, you'll stop the moment they don't. That's not real growth. Real growth is built in silence. Real strength is developed when nobody sees what you're doing. But you do it anyway because you know why it matters. This world won't always validate your effort. In fact, when you start to pull away from old patterns, people might act like you're the one who changed in a bad way. They'll say you're distant. They'll question why you don't show up like you used to. But what they don't see is that you're trying to build something that takes all of you. You're trying to protect your focus. You're trying to stay on a path that doesn't leave room for the old version of yourself. And if that means being alone for a while, so be it. There's a kind of power that comes from standing on your own two feet without needing permission or applause. It's not loud. It's not flashy. It's solid. It's steady. It's built from showing up day after day, even when you feel invisible. It's built from trusting yourself enough to keep moving even when the results are small and progress is slow. Most people quit because they don't feel seen. They get discouraged when no one notices their hard work. But the truth is, if you can keep going in silence, nothing can stop you when the results finally start to show. You don't need anyone to believe in you before you begin. You don't need their approval. You don't need their approval. You don't need their encouragement. What you need is consistency. What you need is to stop waiting for someone to push you and start pushing yourself. The work you do now in the quiet, in the unseen hours, in the moments where you doubt yourself, that's the work that changes everything later. Success doesn't happen when everyone is watching. It happens in the background. It happens in the early mornings when you choose to start again. It happens in the late nights when you study, practice, train or plan when no one else is around. And you have to remind yourself every single day, it's okay if nobody sees it. You're not doing it for attention. You're doing it because it's who you want to become. People might not understand your path, and that's okay. They're not supposed to. It's your path, not theirs. It was given to you for a reason. If you're waiting for everyone to catch up before you move forward, you'll stay stuck. Some people aren't meant to join you on the next level of your life. Some people are only meant to be a part of your past. And part of growing means accepting that not everyone will come with you. It's easy to get discouraged when you're walking alone. But don't confuse being alone with being lost. Some of your strongest moments will come when you have no one to rely on but yourself. That's when you find out what you're made of. That's when you build self-respect. That's when you stop depending on validation and start becoming disciplined. Discipline is what carries you through the days when motivation is gone. Discipline is what keeps you moving when no one else is pushing. Discipline is what tells you to get up, show up, and do the work even when your mind tries to talk you out of it. And the more you practice showing up for yourself, the stronger you get. The more confident you become, the less you need outside validation to stay committed. If you're serious about your goals, you have to make peace with being overlooked. Not everyone is going to see the effort you're putting in. Not everyone is going to recognize the battles you're fighting. And that's fine. You're not doing this to impress. You're doing this to improve your life. That's the only validation that matters. Your own progress. Your own growth. Your own results. There's a lot of strength in being able to say, even if nobody supports me, I'm still going to keep going. That's real character. That's mental toughness. That's how winners are made. Not through praise, but through persistence. And when the results come, when your life begins to look different, those same people who ignored you will suddenly take notice. But by then, you won't need their approval, because you'll have built your own. You don't owe anyone an explanation for the work you're doing. You don't need to post it. You don't need to prove it. Just do it. Let your results speak. Let your growth speak. Let your life become the evidence that you didn't quit, even when it was hard. The truth is, if you only work when someone is watching, you'll never be consistent. If you only show up when you feel supported, you'll fall apart the moment you're alone. That's why now, while no one is looking, is your most powerful moment. Because if you can stay committed now, if you can keep showing up now, when the spotlight does come, you'll be ready for it. Use this time to build. Use this time to sharpen your focus. Use this time to outwork everyone who doubts you. You don't need them to believe in you. You just need to believe in your mission. The ones who succeed are the ones who stay consistent when everything in them wants to quit. And if you're feeling tired, don't confuse that with being defeated. It's okay to rest. It's okay to pause. But never walk away from your goals just because no one else sees them. You see them. You know what you're chasing. That's enough. You're not invisible. You're in the building phase. This part of the journey is supposed to be quiet. It's supposed to test you. It's supposed to feel lonely sometimes. But that's what makes it powerful. Because when you come out on the other side, you won't be the same person. You'll be stronger, sharper, more disciplined. And no one can take that from you. Keep showing up. Not for them. For you. Keep showing up. because your goals deserve your best effort. Keep showing up, because every time you do, you become a little stronger. Keep showing up, because you're proving to yourself that you can count on you. Your future self is watching, and every time you keep going, when it would be easier to stop, you're building a version of yourself that's unstoppable. That's how change happens. Not with big moments, but with small decisions made every day, when no one else is around. So stop waiting for support. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for someone to tell you you're doing great. Just keep going. Keep showing up. Keep doing the work. Because when it's all said and done, the people who stayed consistent, even in the dark, are the ones who shine the brightest. Be one of those people. Show up no matter what. And never let silence stop you from building something great.
Chapter 6. Walk away from comfort and fight for your growth. Comfort feels good, but it doesn't take you anywhere. It gives you a break, but it doesn't give you progress. If you want to grow, if you want real change in your life, the first thing you need to do is walk away from the things that make you too comfortable. Because comfort doesn't challenge you, it keeps you still. It keeps you soft. It keeps you inside routines that feel familiar but lead nowhere new. And as long as you choose comfort, you delay growth. You delay the person you could become. You delay the life that's waiting for you on the other side of discomfort. Most people know exactly what they need to do to grow, but they don't want to go through the uncomfortable part. They want change, but they don't want to stretch. They want success, but they don't want to leave behind the habits that keep them stuck. That's not how it works. Growth is uncomfortable by nature. It demands effort. It requires you to face things you usually avoid. It forces you to let go of what's easy, so you can become someone stronger, sharper, and more focused. You will never build a powerful life by staying inside your comfort zone. Because comfort doesn't prepare you for what life demands. It hides your potential. It convinces you to settle. It creates the illusion that things are fine when deep down you know they're not. You start saying, "I'm okay," when you're actually frustrated with how little you're moving forward. And you know why that happens. Because comfort makes excuses easy. It tells you tomorrow is fine. It tells you rest is deserved, even when you haven't earned it. It tells you things are good enough, even when you know they could be better. The problem is, comfort feels safe. It feels familiar. It's predictable. It asks nothing from you. It doesn't call you out. It doesn't ask you to level up. But that safety is what traps you. That predictability is what limits you. It tells you to avoid risk. It keeps you busy with the same habits, the same thoughts, the same distraction. And one day, you wake up and realize you've been doing the same things for months or years, and nothing has really changed. If you want to grow, you have to stop running from discomfort and start chasing it. You have to look at the things that make you nervous, unsure or uncertain, and move toward them. Because that's where growth happens. That's where your strength is built. When you walk into a challenge instead of avoiding it, you train your mind to become stronger. When you try something new instead of doing what's easy, you stretch your limits. That's how confidence is developed, not by talking about growth, but by living it. You have to make the decision to choose growth over comfort every day. That means doing the hard workout when your body wants to rest. It means having the uncomfortable conversation instead of staying silent. It means waking up early when no one's forcing you. It means pushing yourself when no one is watching. These choices don't feel good in the moment, but they change your life over time. You'll never regret the discomfort that made you better. You'll regret the comfort that kept you average. And deep down, you know when you're playing small. You know when you're settling. You know when you're avoiding what needs to be done. And that's when you need to wake yourself up and say, "This isn't helping me grow." If it's not challenging you,
It's not changing you. Growth isn't something you stumble into. It's something you fight for, and that fight is daily. It's not a one-time decision. It's a mindset. It's a commitment. It's a standard you set for yourself. You tell yourself, no more staying stuck, no more going in circles, no more wasting time doing the same things that bring no return. It takes honesty. It takes you sitting down with yourself and saying, I'm not where I want to be. And if I keep doing what's comfortable, I never will be. That level of truth hurts, but it helps. It wakes you up. It breaks the routine. It shifts the direction of your life. You don't grow by being comfortable. You grow by making better decisions, especially when they're hard. You grow by saying no to what's easy and yes to what's necessary. You grow by pushing your limits and seeing what you're capable of when you stop playing it safe. That's not something anyone can do for you. No one can walk away from your comfort zone except you. No one can face your hard choices. No one can fight for your growth the way you must. And if you're waiting for the perfect time, the right mood, or more motivation, you'll be waiting forever. Growth begins when you stop waiting and start moving, even when it's uncomfortable. Especially when it's uncomfortable, the more you choose to fight for your growth, the stronger you become. You start to realize that discomfort isn't something to fear. It's something to you. It becomes your signal, your direction. When something challenges you, it's showing you a new level of potential. And instead of avoiding it, you go toward it. You lean in. You take it on. And no, it won't always feel good. You'll have days when you want to go back to what's easy. You'll have moments when you question why you're doing this. That's normal. Growth is not a straight line. It's messy. It's tough. It brings resistance. But that resistance builds something inside you that comfort never could. Resilience. Resilience isn't built in easy seas. It's built when you keep showing up even when your body says stop. When you keep pushing forward even when your mind wants to escape. When you keep doing the right things, even when there's no instant reward. That's how character is built. That's how self-respect grows. Not through comfort, but through effort, through action, through intentional choices. You have to want your future more than you want your comfort, because you can't have both. You can't stay the same and grow at the same time. You have to leave behind the patterns that made you feel safe, but kept you small. You have to step into uncertainty and trust that growth will meet you on the other side. And it will. Growth always rewards those who fight for it. It may not show up right away, but it shows up. It shows up in how you carry yourself, in how you think, in how you handle pressure, in how you respond to setbacks. That's the real reward. Not just the goals, but the person you become on the way to those goals. So if you feel uncomfortable right now, good. That means you're moving. That means you're stretching. That means you're growing. Keep going. Don't fall back into the trap of ease. Don't go back to what's familiar just because it feels safe. Stay with the process. Stay in the fight. Stay committed to the better version of yourself that's waiting to be built. Every time you walk away from comfort, you walk closer to your potential. And if you do that consistently, day by day, you'll wake up one day and realize you've become someone unrecognizable in the best way possible. You've got one life. Don't waste it staying comfortable. Use it to become strong. Use it to build something that makes you proud. Use it to grow, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard, because that's where the real breakthroughs happen. Not in the easy moments, but in the ones that demand more from you. Give more. Do more. Become more. And don't stop. Not when it gets difficult. Not when it gets uncomfortable. That's the exact moment you push harder. That's the moment most people quit. And it's also the moment that separates average from extraordinary. Be the one who pushes through. Be the one who keeps moving. Be the one who walks away from comfort and never looks back. That's how you fight for your growth. That's how you earn a life you're proud of. Not by staying safe, but by taking control and choosing the hard road that leads to something real. Walk it, own it, and never settle for anything less. Chapter 7. Do the boring work that creates real progress. Real progress doesn't come from excitement. It doesn't come from short bursts of motivation. It doesn't come from big public wins or loud celebrations. Real progress is quiet. It happens behind the scenes. It's built in the early mornings when no one is awake yet. It's built in the late nights when everyone else is relaxing. It's built when you're doing the same task for the 100th time with no applause, no rush of emotion, and no one cheering you on. The truth is, the work that changes your life often feels boring. Most people don't want to hear that. They want progress to feel exciting. They want every day to be filled with fire. They want results to show up fast. And they want routines that feel fun. But progress doesn't care how you feel. It cares what you do. And the work that actually moves you forward. Learning, practicing, showing up on schedule, sticking to the basics, is rarely exciting. It's repetition. It's routine. It's discipline. You have to learn to fall in love with boredom, because if you can't stay committed when things feel dull, you won't last when things get hard. The people who make it in anything, whether it's fitness, business, writing, or life, are the ones who keep doing the work after the excitement wears off. They show up when they don't feel like it. They stay on track when it's inconvenient. They don't need external motivation. They're grounded in consistency, and that consistency is what sets them apart. The boring work is where your future is built. It's in the quiet study sessions, when you'd rather watch something. It's in the repeated exercises that no longer feel exciting. It's in the budgeting and planning that feels slow, but saves you later. It's in the hours of practice that sharpen your skill inch by inch. These things don't give instant results, but they create something much better, real transformation. That's what separates dreamers from doers. Anyone can get inspired. Anyone can talk about goals. Anyone can start something new. But very few people stick with the work that actually brings results, because it doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always feel like progress. And it doesn't always feel worth it at the time. But here's the truth. The boring work compounds. Every small action you repeat starts to build momentum. Every time you follow through on something basic, you add another brick to your foundation. You might not see it immediately. No one else might see it either. But it's there, growing, solidifying, becoming unshakable. You can't build a strong life on moments of height. You build it through structure, through habits, through routine, through doing the right things when they don't feel rewarding. And the more you do it, the more you train your mind to stay focused. You teach yourself that results come from effort, not emotion. This isn't about becoming robotic. It's about becoming responsible. It's about choosing growth over entertainment. Choosing movement over noise. Choosing action over excuses. You can't rely on feelings to lead your progress. Some days you'll feel flat. Some days you'll feel uninspired. That's not the time to stop. That's the time to lean in. The boring work tests you. It forces you to ask, "Am I serious about what I say I want?" Because if you are, you'll keep going. You'll stick to the basics. You'll respect the process. You won't keep jumping to new things hoping for quicker results. You'll do what needs to be done, as often as it needs to be done, because that's how winners think. You have to stop chasing the feeling of progress and start respecting the actions that create it. There's no shortcut, no fast track. The people at the top didn't skip the boring parts. They mastered them. They made those parts their foundation. And now that foundation holds everything they've built. If you want something strong, something lasting, you have to be willing to do the work that most people avoid. You have to write the paragraph when the page is blank. You have to lift the weight when no one's watching. You have to make the call when your energy is low. You have to repeat the fundamentals until they become part of who you are. It's not flashy, but it's powerful. It's not impressive to others, but it's essential to you. The repetition, the planning, the effort, it adds up, slowly, quietly, but always. And if you keep showing up, the boring work becomes your strength. It becomes the part of you that no one can take away. Because while others wait for motivation, you've already built discipline. And that discipline spills into everything. Your confidence grows. Your mindset sharpens. Your self-respect rises. Not because of big wins, but because of the small wins stacked on top of each other, day after day. It's not magic. It's effort repeated without applause. There's a deep satisfaction that comes from knowing you didn't quit when it got repetitive, that you kept moving even when progress felt slow, that you respected yourself enough to do the work even when it wasn't exciting. That's what real growth looks like. It's not always pretty, but it's always worth it. Some people will look at your progress later and call it talent. They'll say you're lucky. But they won't see the hours you spent doing the unglamorous work, the early mornings, the quiet nights, the routines you built, the discipline you developed. But you'll know what it took. And that pride, that quiet, honest pride, is better than any applause. Don't wait to feel inspired. That's the trap. If you rely on inspiration, your growth will always be unstable. You'll start and stop. You'll be excited one day and avoid the work the next. That's not progress. That's inconsistency. What you need is commitment. A quiet decision you make every day. I will do what needs to be done. Not just when I feel like it, but because it's necessary. You won't feel fireworks every time you show up. You won't always feel proud. But the consistency builds something inside you. A quiet strength. A sharp focus, a clear direction, and over time, the boring work becomes your edge. It separates you. It sharpens you. It makes you the kind of person who finishes what they start. That's rare. Most people don't finish. They drift. They give up when it gets quiet. They think progress means excitement. But you know better now. You know that progress means repetition. It means focus. It means choosing to do the unexciting things, because they create something lasting. So don't run from boredom. Don't chase the next shiny thing. Stay grounded. Stay locked in. Respect the process. Do the boring work, and keep doing it. That's where your breakthrough lives. That's where your growth is hiding. Not in the big moment, but in the daily habits that seem small but build something huge. You're not behind. You're not too late. You just need to do what works. Over and over. With patience. With focus. With trust. That's how you build a life you can be proud of. That's how you create progress that sticks. By doing the boring work. Even when no one's watching. Until the results speak for themselves.
Chapter 8. Hold yourself accountable when no one else will. If you want real progress, you have to be the one who holds yourself accountable. You can't wait for someone to check on you. You can't depend on outside pressure to keep you in line. You can't expect someone else to remind you of what matters. You have to do that yourself. Because there are going to be long stretches of time when no one's watching, no one's asking, and no one's cheering. It's during those moments that most people fall off. They skip a day, they lower their standards, they make excuses because no one's keeping score, but that's exactly when it matters most. Accountability isn't about guilt, it's not about punishing yourself, it's about being honest with where you are and where you want to go. It's about making commitments and keeping them, even when no one else is around to notice. Because the truth is, no one cares about your goals the way you do. No one is going to make sure you're staying on track. And the longer you wait for that support,
the more time you lose. When you start taking accountability seriously, your entire mindset changes. You stop blaming your circumstances. You stop pointing fingers. You stop saying things like, "I was too busy," or "I didn't feel motivated today." You replace excuses with decisions. You tell yourself the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. If you skipped your work, you admit it. If you broke a promise to yourself, you own it. And once you start living that way, something shifts inside you. You start building trust with yourself. That self-trust becomes your strength. It becomes the reason you follow through. You know that you'll do what you say you're going to do. You know that you won't look for someone else to blame when things go wrong. You'll look at yourself first, and that's not weakness, that's maturity. That's how real growth begins. Not by finding someone to push you, but by deciding you won't let yourself off the hook. There are always going to be distractions, always going to be reasons to stop. But none of that matters if you stay solid within yourself. You don't need a coach in your ear every day. You don't need someone to text you reminders. You need to set a standard and then live by it. That's the key, standards, not moods. Because moods will change. Some days you'll be tired. Some days you'll feel overwhelmed. Some days you'll want to take the easy way out. But if you've built accountability, you'll still get the work done. Not because it feels good, but because you said you would, and that "I said I would" is everything. That's how you start separating yourself. Most people can only work when someone's watching. They need pressure to move, but the people who go far are the ones who move without it. They check themselves, they track their habits, they show up even when it's boring, even when it's inconvenient, even when no one else notices. That's real discipline. And discipline built from accountability is what leads to results you can be proud of. Start paying attention to the small promises you make, the ones you tell yourself quietly, the ones no one else hears. "I'll wake up early tomorrow. I'll eat better this week. I'll finish that task today." Those promises matter. They build your identity. If you break them often, your confidence will drop. Not because someone judged you, but because you can't even rely on your own word. But when you keep them, even in private, something grows. You start to feel grounded, strong, aligned. You start proving to yourself that your words mean something. That's where real power comes from. Not external pressure, but internal control. You know you're serious when you don't need someone to check your progress. You're checking it. You're keeping score. You're adjusting, evaluating, reflecting. That level of awareness puts you ahead of most people, because most people are still waiting for someone else to give them a reason to care. You don't need a reason to care. You're the reason. Your future depends on it. Your peace depends on it. Your sense of purpose depends on it. And if you let yourself off the hook too many times, you lose more than momentum. You lose your edge. You lose the part of you that believes you can follow through. So check in with yourself daily. Ask yourself, "Did I show up today? Did I do what I said I would do? Did I stay true to my habits?" And if the answer is no, fix it. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Right away. Accountability doesn't wait. It doesn't make excuses. It sees a gap and fills it. It sees a weakness and addresses it. This isn't about being perfect. You will make mistakes. You will miss days. But accountability means you don't hide from those moments. You learn from them. You own them. And you adjust so they don't become patterns. You don't cover them up. You don't pretend. You face them head on. That's how improvement happens. And the more you practice this, the more natural it becomes. At first, it's uncomfortable. You'll want to avoid the truth. You'll want to justify. But over time, accountability becomes a habit. It becomes part of how you think. You don't even wait for anyone to notice. You notice, you catch yourself, you correct yourself, and soon your life starts to reflect that standard. You begin to feel more in control, not because life is easier, but because your responses are stronger. This kind of mindset changes how you operate in every area. You stop blaming others, you stop comparing, you stop hoping for perfect conditions, you start taking ownership of your time, of your results, of your choices, you stop reacting and start leading yourself, and that leadership turns you into someone people respect. Not because you say the right things, but because you live them. Holding yourself accountable doesn't mean being hard on yourself. It means being real. It means valuing your time. It means knowing what you want and doing what it takes to get there. It means showing up with effort that matches your goals. It means recognizing when you've fallen short and doing something about it. It's not about shame. It's about progress. You're not supposed to be perfect, but you are supposed to care about your effort, about your habits, about your follow-through, because if you don't, no one else will. The world isn't going to force you to grow. It's not going to beg you to stay focused. That responsibility is on you. And if you take that seriously, you give yourself the best chance at success. You stop relying on luck. You stop depending on motivation. You build something solid. Step by step. Choice by choice. Day by day. So ask yourself right now, are you holding yourself to your own standard? Are you following through on what you said you'd do? Are you tracking your progress or ignoring it? Are you correcting mistakes or repeating them? This is the part of the journey most people skip. They want goals, they want progress, but they avoid accountability. Don't be one of them. Be different. Be disciplined. Be consistent. And when no one is clapping, when no one is watching, when no one checks in, keep going, because you're not doing it for attention. You're doing it because it matters. You're doing it because your future is being built by the choices you make today. Keep your promises, count your efforts, push through your excuses, and most of all, lead yourself like no one else ever will, because in the end, that's exactly what separates those who wish from those who win. Accountability. Quiet, steady, honest accountability. The kind you don't talk about. The kind you live.
Chapter 9. Train your focus until nothing breaks your flow. Focus is not something you're born with. It's something you train, just like your body. Your attention can either be sharp and disciplined or weak and scattered. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. They don't ask for permission. They don't knock on the door. They just show up and try to pull you away from what matters. Your phone buzzes. Someone calls. Notifications pop up. A random thought drifts in. One small interruption can steal 10 minutes. 10 minutes can turn into an hour. Before you know it, the day's gone, and your most important work is still waiting for you. That's why you have to train your focus until nothing breaks your flow. Most people aren't losing to big problems. They're losing to small distractions. They want to be productive, but they keep checking messages. They want to finish something, but they stop every 5 minutes. It's not that they don't have the skill or the goal. It's that they never trained their mind to stay on task. And if your mind doesn't stay on task, your life won't stay on track. You don't need more hours in the day. You need more control over the hours you already have. You don't need to work harder. You need to stay locked in long enough to finish what matters. Focus is a skill, and like any skill, it gets better when you train it, and worse when you ignore it. If you keep letting distractions win, they'll keep running your life. But if you start taking your focus seriously, you'll begin to take control of your time, your output, and your direction. Training your focus starts with removing what weakens it. Most people live in a constant loop of noise. Every 5 minutes, they check something, they switch between tasks, they refresh their feed, they scroll,
they drift. That kind of behavior doesn't just waste time, it rewires your brain to crave short bursts of attention. You get used to bouncing around, you get used to never going deep on anything, and soon, you find it hard to concentrate for more than a few minutes without reaching for something else. You need to break that cycle. You need to create a space where you can think clearly. You need to set time blocks where your only goal is to stay present. Turn off the noise. Put the phone away. Shut down the tabs. If something isn't helping you focus, it's hurting you. If something doesn't push your work forward, it's pulling it backward. Your mind wants to focus, but it needs your support. Start by giving your attention to one thing at a time, not 10, not 3. 1. Do it with full presence. Whether it's writing, learning, working, creating, whatever it is, stay with it. When your mind starts to wander, bring it back. When you feel the urge to check something, resist it. The more you fight those urges, the stronger your focus gets. It's like a muscle. Every time you choose concentration over distraction, your attention span gets a little stronger. Every time you complete a task without breaking flow, your brain learns how to stay locked in a little longer. Don't expect perfection. Expect effort. You will slip. You will drift. That's normal. What matters is that you catch yourself and reset. Over time, you'll start to notice something powerful. You'll enter a state of flow. This is where real work happens. Where hours pass like minutes. Where you feel deeply connected to the task. Where you're not thinking about time, distractions, or results. You're just doing, creating, producing. That's flow. And it's only available to people who train their focus enough to reach it. But flow doesn't happen by accident. It's built. Step by step. Day by day. You train for it. You make space for it. You protect it. And when you feel it, you respect it. No interruptions. No excuses. Just full engagement. The more often you reach this state, the more you start getting real things done. Not surface work. Not busy work. Deep, meaningful progress. Most people never reach this level because they don't push through the boredom. They quit when it feels dull. They walk away when focus takes effort. But that's the exact moment you're supposed to stay. That's the training. That's how your focus sharpens. By not giving in to the pull of distraction when the work gets hard. And yes, this takes discipline. It takes boundaries. It takes saying no to things that seem urgent, but aren't important. It means controlling your environment. If your space is full of noise, your mind will reflect that noise. If your day is packed with meaningless tasks, your brain will never go deep on what really matters. You have to clear space to go deep. You have to create time blocks that are non-negotiable. You have to respect your own time enough to protect it from constant interruption. Start small. Set 1 hour a day where you focus on something without checking anything. 1 hour of deep work can do more for your progress than 5 hours of distracted effort. During that hour, your only job is to stay present. Build from there. Increase it. Strengthen it. Make focus a part of your identity. Be the kind of person who finishes what they start. Be the kind of person who doesn't check every notification. Be the kind of person who protects their attention like their future depends on it. Because it does. Your focus shapes your results. Your results shape your confidence. Your confidence shapes how you show up. It all starts with the way you handle your attention. If you give it away to everything and everyone, you lose control of your direction. But if you take it back, if you own it, If you train it, you start creating momentum that no one can stop. This kind of focus also gives you peace. You stop feeling scattered. You stop feeling behind. You stop chasing every idea. You start building, one block at a time. You start closing loops. You start finishing what you begin. That's a powerful place to live from, because now you're not just busy. You're effective. You're not just active. You're advancing. And people will notice. They'll see the way you move. They'll feel your presence. They'll respect your time. Not because you told them to, but because your focus speaks for itself. You show up different. You respond different. You carry yourself with intention. That energy is rare, and people feel it. But don't train your focus for them. Train it for you, for your goals, for your future, for the life you're trying to build, a life where you don't have to chase opportunity, because you're prepared for it. A life where you don't get thrown off by every small thing, because your focus is strong. A life where your results are built from quiet effort, not loud distractions. This is your edge. While everyone else is losing themselves in noise, you stay grounded. While everyone else is bouncing between tasks, you stay locked in. While everyone else is reacting, you're creating. That's the difference. That's how you win long term. Not with speed, but with focus. Not with hype, but with clarity. Not with luck, but with commitment. And when your focus is trained, you become unstoppable. Interruptions come, but they don't shake you. Challenges appear, but they don't break your flow. You keep going. You stay centered. You stay in control. So make the decision now. Don't wait. Don't hope your focus gets better on its own. Start training it. Start protecting it. Start choosing depth over distraction. Start building the kind of attention that leads to real breakthroughs. And never forget, your life becomes what you focus on. Train that focus until nothing can take it from you.
Chapter 10. Make your future self proud of your effort. Think about who you could be 1 year from now. Not just where you live or what you earn, but who you are when no one's around. How you speak to yourself. How you show up. How you carry your responsibilities. That future version of you is shaped by the choices you're making today. The small ones. The quiet ones. The ones no one sees or claps for. And the question you need to ask every day is this. Will the person I'm becoming be proud of how I'm living right now? Too many people live like today doesn't count. They move through each hour without urgency. They delay decisions. They talk about change, but never make it. Then a year goes by, and they realize they're still stuck in the same place. Not because they weren't capable, but because they weren't consistent. They were waiting for something big to happen instead of doing the small things that would have moved them forward. You don't build a life by accident, you build it through effort, and that effort is what your future self will look back on with pride or regret. Every decision you make sends a message to your future. When you choose discipline over distraction, you tell your future self, "I've got your back." When you keep going through discomfort, you say, "You'll thank me for this." When you say no to things that pull you away from your path, you're protecting the future you're working to create. That's what effort really is. It's a signal to your future that you care. This mindset changes everything. You stop chasing quick rewards and start building something real. You stop settling for easy and start choosing what's right. You stop making excuses because you realize the person you'll become depends on the person you are today. And that shift gives you power. Not loud bragging power. Quiet, grounded power. The kind of power that comes from knowing you're living with purpose. There's going to be moments where you feel like nothing's changing, where you question if the effort is even worth it. You'll look around and see others doing less, but getting ahead.
You'll feel tired. You'll feel behind. But that's exactly when you have to hold the line. Because your future self is watching, not literally, but in the choices you make. And every time you follow through, you're putting something in the bank. Something that will pay you back later in confidence, in results, in pride. Think of how good it feels to follow through, to finish something you started, to keep a promise to yourself. That feeling doesn't just boost your mood, it strengthens your character, and that character becomes the foundation for the life you're building. Your future isn't created by one big decision, it's created by thousands of small ones. The times you showed up, the times you didn't give in, the times you worked when it was easier not to. Those moments are what shape the version of you that wakes up next year, either proud or disappointed. The world will give you plenty of reasons to take the easy route. You'll be tempted to cut corners, to quit early, to do the bare minimum, and hope it's enough. But deep down, you'll always know the truth. You'll know whether you gave it your best. You'll know if you pushed when it got uncomfortable. You'll know if you stayed aligned with your values or just went with the flow. And your future self will live with those results. The good news is, you get to decide, right now. You can choose to live with intention, to act like every day matters, because it does. You can choose to stop wasting energy on things that don't help you grow. You can choose to give your best to what matters, not just what's urgent. You can choose to start building habits that make your future better, not harder. That's the kind of discipline that brings peace. Not because everything is perfect, but because you know you're doing your part. You're not waiting for motivation. You're not blaming other people. You're not hoping things get better. You're making them better. That's where real confidence comes from. Not from pretending everything is okay, but from doing the work that makes things okay over time. It's not about being perfect. You'll have setbacks. You'll miss a day. You'll feel off. But what matters is that you don't give up. You don't throw away a week because you slipped for a day. You reset. You realign. You move forward. Because your future self doesn't need perfection. They need your persistence. Imagine waking up a year from now and realizing you kept showing up, even when no one noticed. You kept choosing growth, even when it was inconvenient. You kept your head down and your standards high. That version of you will be proud, not because everything was easy, but because you stayed committed. You don't need to see instant results, you just need to see progress. You need to know that the effort you're putting in is building something real, that your focus, your patience, your decisions, they're all moving you closer to the life you want to live. Your future self doesn't care about your excuses. They care about your decision. They care that you didn't give up on yourself, that you did the work even when it felt small, that you stayed focused when others drifted, that you stayed strong when it would have been easier to quit. So ask yourself, right now, if the future version of you could sit beside you today, would they be proud? Would they say thank you for pushing through? Would they feel respected by the way you're living right now? Or would they ask you to step it up? To stop wasting time, to take things more seriously. That reflection isn't meant to bring guilt, it's meant to bring clarity. You're not stuck, you're just one decision away from shifting your direction. One moment of honesty, one act of effort, one refusal to give in. That's how change begins. And once it begins, don't stop. Keep showing up, keep raising the bar, keep building. Because the future doesn't reward people who hope. It rewards people who act, people who stay consistent, people who do the hard things when no one else, people who understand that every hour spent working on yourself is an investment that multiplies later. You have to live today, like your future depends on it. Because it does. Don't wait for the perfect time. Don't wait for approval. Don't wait for life to get easier. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. Then do a little more. The version of you you're chasing isn't built by accident. They're built by the days when you kept showing up, when you stayed focused, when you didn't settle, when you gave effort without needing to be praised for it. That version is waiting for you to stay the course. Make your future self proud, not just with words, but with action, with focus, with consistency, with the way you carry yourself when no one's watching. That's what matters. That's what lasts. Don't just dream of a better future. Build one. Show up for it every day. Work for it when you feel tired. Fight for it when you feel unsure. And trust that every small effort counts. Because one day, your future self will look back at today and be thankful you never gave up.